For so many years, we worked for people. We did what they told us to do. They were our boss. We opened, we closed, we got up early, and we stayed late. It's time for us to go out, start our own, do our own, be our own boss. The voice inside of us say, I can do this. I can be better than my boss. I'm already running their company. And then the shit hit the fan. You don't know if you have a business, if you're self-employed, taxes not paid, money is coming in, money going out other ways, accounts not being filled, not building up the business accounts. It happens.
6 years ago, my wife took nothing but an ideal and faith and turned it into a multi-million dollar business with multiple streams of income. As a woman possessed, she overcame all obstacles and created multiple streams of wealth that has impacted our family for generations to come. From mental health professional, to therapist, to author, to CEO, she is a constant reminder of the grace of God over her life. Get ready to listen to and take notes from Stanelle, the money therapist, as she schools you on money, entrepreneurship, and life skills that was not taught. No more excuses. Wake up!
Thank you, husband, for that introduction. Welcome back to No More Excuses, Wake Up, where we talk about money, entrepreneurship, and life skills that was not taught. I am your host, Stanelle Myers, also known as Stanelle, the Money Therapist. This week, we are discussing entrepreneurship business again. This is actually a spinoff of episode 24 of Who I Am and What I Do. I created this content back in 2019. The title was Defining Who You Are, Self-Employed or Business Owner. Understanding the difference to master the concept. I did some videos on this, but I really want to get into you understanding that there is a difference, because now that I have my own podcast, I have my own platform, I can really take my time and really explain to you so you can understand the difference between the two. When I created this back in 2019, which I help business owners starting businesses to understand what they're entering and what they are about to get into. When you're starting a business, there are so many things that you just don't know the answer to. When I first started, I didn't know much of anything, but I knew that I wanted to work for myself. I knew my why. I knew that I didn't want to work for anyone. I knew that I wanted to make my own decisions, because coming from the field of mental health and helping people in the community, I wanted to start my own agency. I didn't know what it took to start an agency. I mean, an agency, a real agency that you physically walk in and you get the help depending on what type of agency that is. Whether it's counseling, mental health, drug and alcohol, domestic violence abuse. And these are all the different things that I have done in my portfolio in my years of working as a master level counselor. But I knew I wanted my own. I am going to help you define who are you. Are you self-employed? Or are you a business owner? There are so many people that are starting your business and you're calling it a business. That's fine. That is okay. But I want you to understand that there is a difference. It's all under the realm of being an entrepreneur. But how you define it is a difference, because that's how the IRS actually sees you. For example, you have a person and you have a service. In your service, you can collect money. Now we have Zimo, or we have PayPal, or we have Cash App, however you do it. You have a service, I pay you as a customer. My question to you, when I pay you as a customer, do that money go into your business account or do that money go into your personal account? If I give you cash, are you taking that cash? Because if it's a Cash App, it's cash. Venmo has the business aspect of it. When I set up my husband for Tony Meticulous Carpentry, we set it up under his business. So you have to have the EIN number that's associated with that. My question to you is, how are you accepting payments? Once you get that cash, what are you doing with that cash? Are you going out to eat with it? Are you paying bills with it? What are you actually doing, or is it going back into your company? Do the IRS know you have a business? Because you said you have a business, right? Was your business set up as an entity? These are the things that I want to help you with, because I know a lot of people that are starting off, and because they really don't know or really don't understand or haven't sat down with a professional, they kind of set themselves up. And as you know, a lot of businesses that start in the first 5 years, they fail because you don't know who you are. And when you don't know who you are, you operate as you are still this worker, because you are. You really don't know the different types of concepts. That's why your girl is here to help you. That's what I'm here for. What you are about to learn is understanding the entities of the business and just knowing the difference. This is just a disclaimer. I'm not a lawyer, but what I am a multi-business owner. And being a multi-business owner, meaning more than one, or deemed through the IRS. When I said businesses, I'm going to help you with something. I have a job that is also deemed with the IRS, but it's not a business. I'm going to help you. I just want to give you some information. Filing documents. And I know a lot of you know that you have to file documents, but you also have to make sure that you file the specific required documents with your state, and you form in that specific entity that works for your business, and also protect your personal assets from the risk of running a business. A lot of people don't know, when you tie up your business and your personal, if something goes wrong, they're going to come after your personal, and you don't want that. That's why you want to make sure that you know the difference between the entities. So you can have an LLC. You can also have a S-corp or a C-corp, a partnership, a sole proprietorship, or a nonprofit. But you want to sit down with a professional to know the difference between the two, because I'm not here to actually go in detail with you. I just want you to understand the concept of it. You want to apply for an EIN number. So that's an FEIN number, which is a federal tax identification number with the IRS. Many of you have done this, you have done that, and you say, oh, I have a business. Don't move too fast. You want to make sure that you complete and file your forms frequently. This is called the Articles of Organization, and you have to pay a required registration fee. You have to make sure that you complete all these steps in your state with the Secretary of State or the Division of Corporation. These are just the different things you need to do when you form a business entity. I'm going to say it again. You want to consult with an attorney, and you also want to consult with a CPA to have a clear understanding of which entity works for you in your business. I do have a CPA. Having a CPA is just, oh my gosh, it helps you with so much. But do you need a CPA if you don't actually have a business? Is a CPA needed? These are questions that I'm actually asking because I want to make sure that you know. I can't hear you, but I want you to start thinking. There are different terms in business entities, such as self-employed, proprietorship, a partnership, an independent contractor, and a business owner. Self-employed means you own a job. I want you to get this. It means you own a job and you are the sole proprietor working for yourself, such as a member of a business partnership or independent contractor. Your business cannot expand beyond your own individual capacity. Don't get into your feelings, because if you get into your feelings, you're going to miss it. And I don't want you to miss it. Self-employed person is not an employee and does not work for an employer, wages, or salary. If you are working for an employer and on the side working on your own business, you're still employed. You are not self-employed. Get this. You are indeed working on your side hustle, in which you will become self-employed or a business owner once your side hustle revenue is the same or above your current job for at least 9 months. Then you can quit. So there are many of you, you work in the 9-to-5, but on the side, you're working too. What you're doing is you're side hustling. All my businesses started in the side hustle because I still had to maintain. I had to work. I had to do something. I was teaching at Camden County College. I was teaching at Drexel University while I was still over here working on the side, which was my business that God had gave to me in a dream. I want you to understand, when you're completely working for yourself, you're not no longer an employee or working for wages or salary, you're actually working for yourself. You are what is called your self-employed. You have a job. And that job, instead of you working in a bakery for someone, you actually started your own, but that is still a job that you created because that's what you're doing, right? So you can maybe start it in your kitchen, baking pies or cakes, but you're self-employed because you are the one that is working. That job, instead of you going out working for a bakery, working for someone else, you're now working for yourself. That's different. You're self-employed. And there is nothing wrong with being self-employed. I want you to understand that. But when it comes to Money Therapy Institute, I'm self-employed. I have a job because I am the one that helps my clients with their finances. There's no one else. I don't have anyone other me other than Trudy that is my creative director that is helping me on the back end, that is pulling from me, helping me get the knowledge that I have in me out to people, helping me with getting everything on social media. But the job is me. I help the people with their finances. I help the business people with their business. These are the things that I actually do as a person having my own job. Get this. It's my job. Because I do it. No one does it for me. I do not have employees. It is me. So the way I pay myself may be separate, it is, than my businesses because it is my job. And I'm going to keep saying that so you can completely understand that. When you have a job, that job is you prepping, working, whatever it is, you're doing it. If you don't have employees, you have a job. No problem. No problem with that. When I am working on my podcast, which I don't get paid for, this is my side hustle. I don't really call this a business, the word business, and we run with it. A business, what is deemed through the IRS is when you're paying taxes, that is a business. When you're paying taxes, you're an entrepreneur. But when you're actually paying taxes and you can now go out and get business credit and you are now a S Corp or a C Corp or LLC, that is deemed under the IRS as a business. When you have a job, like I have a job when I'm helping the clients and I have a job, even though I deem that job is separate, I don't claim that job on my personal taxes, which is a baby and young, but it's a job for me. Because I don't say, okay, I have this staff to help you with your finances. It's just me. And I love it because I get to give me. And having a job, owning your job is great. But I want you to understand that there's a difference and there's nothing wrong with it. But I need you to get it. I need you to know that there is a difference. Your sole proprietor is one person working for him or herself without a legal entity, such as a corporation, a partnership, or a limited liability, a LLC. A partnership resembles a sole proprietor. It's no legal entity, okay? There's no or LLC or corporation. It's separate from the individuals in a partnership, so each member is often considered a sole proprietorship. They are responsible for all financials and are not considered employees for tax purposes. When you fall under sole proprietor, you're actually working for yourself, and when you don't have a legal entity associated with it. And that's okay when you first get started, like when you're starting your side hustle, your business, or your internet business, whatever your business is on social media, that is fine. That is okay. It's just you. That's fine. But when you start to branch out and you start to make that money, and that's an LLC or a corporation, and now you have to get people involved like lawyers, or you have to get people involved like CPAs, we are now no longer in the sole proprietorship. We're now in the business realm, which is the LLC or the corporations. Now, let's talk about an independent contractor. Because an independent contractor offers services to another person. There are many of you that are independent contractors out there. So when you offer services, it's considered as a non-employee. For example, let's say you're a fitness instructor, a teacher, a chef, or a science instructor. Or when I started Joy, I actually started my own curriculum with helping children with self-esteem. I was contracted actually going out, and I had a contract. I was self-employed under my business name, not under my name, because I had the EIN number. I had the articles of incorporation. I was in a different bracket to where it was an S corp or it was a C corp, but it was not just a sole proprietorship. As an independent contractor, you can be registered at any type of business entity. Most are as sole proprietors, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But independent contractor does not perform services that can be controlled by an employer. I need you to get this. I need you to know who you are. I need you to know what you do. I had to, as a business owner, I had to understand the difference of hiring contractors. Contractors control their own services because they're their own people. They're their own boss. What will be done and how it would be done is by that contractor. This applies even if you're giving freedom of action. So in my example, I have someone that actually does games for my after school program. He is a contractor because the business is under his contractor name. It's not under him. He legally filed. He has his business. Now, when we do contracts, I also have an episode that teaches you about contracts. When we do contracts, in the contract, it has his business name. I am in business with this individual that has this particular business. They're offering these services that we discuss. I am not telling him. He's not my employee. He's his own person. He is actually his own boss. So the difference is the employer has the legal right to control the details of how the services are performed. Independent contractors control their own services, what will be done and how it will be done. When he comes in, we have a contract. He comes in, he works with the children. He does the time that we put on the contract, but that is his job, what we agreed with. Like his work, I like what he do, but as far as what he do, that is his job, as long as he do what we said that was going to get done on that contract, okay? Independent contractors use form a W-9 for tax preparation, such as income paid out, real estate transactions, or cancellation of debt. Independent contractors are responsible to pay their own taxes, such as Medicare and Social Security. So you have a lot of independent contractors, like such as myself before when I started as an independent contractor, I was responsible for my own taxes. A lot of business, even when I started a Second Touch, I started as having independent contractors, but then I found out that when you legally have a business, your business have to pay taxes. There's a guideline, there's like a point system, and in that point system, if your employees do not fall under that point system, they're employees and you have to pay taxes. And a lot of people say they have contractors or they have contracts that are contractors to avoid paying taxes. And let me tell you, having this business, I completely understand. I know firsthand. California was one of the states that they were actually knocking on doors because there were people that had, they were operating full businesses with a lot of staff. We're talking about operating was under contract. And I understand because when you're coming in as a business and starting off, you really don't know. So I actually turned my contractors into employees because when you look at the scope, they were employees. And that's what they are. They are employees. A business owner owns a business or a system, which is characterized by having others work for you. It's a business system. Business owners have ownership in the business, but may not be involved in the day-to-day operation of the company. I have my businesses, but I don't do the day-to-day operation. I oversee them. I make sure that they're done. I make sure that my staff is in place, that everything is aligned, that schedules are in place, that what they're doing is in place, that people are following protocol or following the procedures that I place when we have our policies. That is what my job is, to make sure everything is done the way it's supposed to be done, so the contracts that I have can continue, so I can be in a line to get the job done. When you're a business owner, you can have independent contractor or employees. Business owners oversee their taxes. Many businesses start off as self-employed, such as consulting or freelancing. As a business grows, they expand to become small business owners. When you have a business, you have systems. And this is according to the IRS. You have different systems because you're now in a bracket. Depending on your entity, you're in a bracket to where you're paying taxes. You have employees, you have a payroll company, and you're paying them, or you have a type of payroll system, and you're paying people. When you hear the word systems, that's the people that are working for you to run your business on a day-to-day basis. That's the people that are helping you. I know people that started restaurants that have a building, and they started off, it was just them. They were doing all the cooking. They were working with the customers. They might have brought in a child that was assisting and helping them. That business that they started matriculated. It grew as they had money, received the business loan, and they were able to now they hire someone. Now they have a cashier. That's a business. They have someone that's taking an order. That's a business, because some businesses you can start off and you're doing everything. It's very small. It's just you, right? That's your business. However, that's a job. When it's just you, that is a job. What you did was you went from one point of working for someone in a job, and now you actually own your own job. You want to be in a place where you own your own job. You also want to understand, when you communicate, how do you communicate? Are you self-employed? Are you a business owner? Under the realm of being an entrepreneur, because you are an entrepreneur. But calling yourself a business owner when you don't have system or people in place working for you is incorrect. Saying that you're self-employed because you own your job and that is your job, you make your hours and your time, is correct. I want you to be entities to be cautious about and the risk associated. So when you're in a sole proprietorship and a partnership, it doesn't provide protection against your personal assets. You are doing business as yourself. There can be only one owner. And if you have multiple owners, you need a different entity and one owner. There's no registration with your state, which will hold you personally accountable for lawsuits. So let's say something happened, you start plumbing, your licensed plumber, but your entity, there's no legal entity under you. So there's nothing that is actually protecting you. You go out there, you bust somebody's pipe, what they do, they're going to sue you personally. You may have a business certificate, but if you do not register your business with your state, your business is not registered, which is very, very, very important. Let's talk about risks. Other risks is taxes. When you're self-employed, you must pay taxes yourself. It's self-employed. It just started raining. I'm not going to edit this out. So if you hear the rain in the background, it's because I am actually recording this in my closet and I can hear the rain coming off of the roof. When you're self-employed, you must pay taxes yourself. You may be at a higher risk audit due to being a sole proprietor when you report your business profits and losses on a Schedule C to the IRS, which means you report how much money you made or lost in your business. The sole proprietorship terminates when a sole proprietor dies. The successors can only self the assets associated, not the business itself. When you're dealing with a partnership is formed when two or more people agree to share profits and losses. In a partnership, you are twice the personal liability for you and your partner. That's so important. And when you are a partner, both of you are liable. So if one person does something and it's an accident and they go out, as I said, that if you have a partnership, I mentioned earlier when you're plumbing, and if one person go out and they're plumbing and they burst a pipe, if you're under a partnership, that's both of you, that's your business. You're both liable for the debt and the obligation. So your personal assets are at risk. Your life savings, your house can be a loss through your partner's action. One partner may put up assets for the business, the other agree to pay the partner back later on or put half of the profits back into the business. And I say this because that is such a huge risk that I know this is so true. And the business is not completely equal because somebody may put money in, somebody may not put money in. I heard this so many times. When you're dealing with a partnership, it should be 50-50. So this is very important. That is a huge risk. Insurance. Now, insurance is important because you want to make sure that you have insurance for small business owners and self-employed. Lawsuits can cost small business anywhere between $3,000 and $150,000, according to the Small Business Administration. for unincorporated small business owners or contractors whose business gains and losses are deducted on a personal income tax. Now, independent contractors should also obtain business insurance in your field. It's important. A lot of people don't get any type of business insurance because they think it's so much money and they don't look into it. I had someone to tell me, well, I can start my own business, and she's very smart and she can, but said, I can't afford the insurance. Insurance is very affordable. Let me just give you some information. Do your research, Google, call, make contacts. Insurance is very affordable. Make sure if you're an independent contractor that you obtain business insurance. Make sure if you're a small business, you obtain some type of insurance. It's very important. A small business insurance policy can cover unexpected situations to keep you and your business financially protected. If you have a business, you want to make sure contractors, small business owners, that you are protecting yourself in some type of capacity. If you own a job, you want to make sure, again, that you're protecting yourself in some type of capacity. If you have a business online, you want to make sure. For instance, if you're cooking and you're cooking in your kitchen or you're baking in your kitchen, you need insurance, because if somebody say that they got sick and died off your food, or somebody say that they got sick and they trying to sue you for being poisoned, you don't want them coming after your personal assets. So I want you to think. It's so important. I want you to think. For instance, my business is Second Touch. Although I have insurance for support coordination, my insurance now for direct support have to include other different things because I'm doing something different. So if someone get injured, it's just different entities that you have to include on your policy. So if you are indeed doing something for someone that they are consuming, you want to make sure that you're covered. You want to make sure your business is covered. You want to make sure your personal assets are definitely covered. So let me give you a side nugget. Each year, taxes must be filed. If you are self-employed and working, you will report your work income as an employee. Once your business starts to grow and your side hustle income has sustained the same amount as your job or higher, with a steady at minimum 9 months. This is my own personal. You can quit your job. If you're sustaining or if it's more, quit your job. You are officially self-employed in the eyes of the IRS. Not me. The IRS said this. I'm just getting the information from the IRS. That's why it's important to have a side hustle. But when you have a side hustle, don't just take that money and say, I'm going to go and pay this bill and pay that. Put yourself on payroll. Start to do this correctly, the right way, so you can actually have good, great bookkeeping. But again, consult with a CPA to say, okay, this is where I'm at in my business. Am I ready? Do I need a payroll company? Do I need a payroll software? Get that information. Communicate, talk to a CPA, very important. Talk to a lawyer, very important. Self-employed individuals are responsible for filing a self-employed tax return and paying quarterly estimated taxes. Y'all, let me tell you, I do this. Actually, when I pay, it actually comes out of my account. And the way my accountant set it up is that it goes directly from my account straight to the IRS. I have to pay quarterly taxes because I'm a business owner. So again, depending who you are, what you do, self-employed or business owner, you have to make sure that you are in the right bracket. You also must also pay self-employment tax, which is Social Security, Medicare, all that stuff we don't like and don't want to do. Usually it's withheld from employees' paychecks. That's when you know you are an employee, when you have your Medicare and your Social Security. When I started a Second Touch and they were contractors, they were used to getting that money because they wasn't paying taxes. So I said, wow, y'all been working here. You're not paying into your Social Security. It doesn't count. You want to make sure that you're a W-2. So I had to literally coach my staff so I don't fire them, because we were turning into a W-2s, period, because my company is important. So I had to coach them like, hey, you want to pay in the Social Security. So this is another thing. If you say that you have a business, are you paying in the Social Security? Because if you're not paying the Social Security, you still work for somebody paying in the Social Security, Or are you generating enough money to where you can start paying the Social Security? Because you don't want to spend these years and your money is not going into Social Security. And then all these years you've made all this money and then you end up having to work at some place that is giving you money that you're not used to in order to sustain yourself. Again, you need to know the difference, because paying into Social Security, paying into Medicare taxes is very important, very important. You must report your taxes. Whether you are an independent contractor or you generate a W-4, it is the law. I hope that I help you define who you are, self-employed or a business owner. I want you to understand the difference of the two, so you can be able to master the concept. This is not the end of me talking about this. I am going to go a little bit deeper as I have different episodes, because I want you to understand this is dear to my heart. It's important. If you have any type of business, daycare, if you cleaning people's homes, how are you getting that money? Do you pay your taxes? Can you now, as I said before, can you now take that business and go and get business credit? Because that's a business when you're deemed through the IRS, because they check, right? These are all important. So I want you to be able to learn the different levels so your business can grow. So you as an entrepreneur can grow. All right, you guys, if you want to know what I do or if you have any questions, reach out to me. Contact at Stanell the Money Therapist. I will send you a link and we can have a free 30-minute consultation. I'm not trying to sell you nothing because I don't need your money. I'm trying to help you. I'm saying this in the humblest way that I possibly can. When I am reaching out and I'm asking, hey, or I'm reaching out saying I can help you because I just want to help you. But your money is not needed, but you will pay me. Okay? All right, y'all. Listen, understand who you are. Are you self-employed? Are you a business owner? Understanding the difference so you can master the concept and go out there and do things the right way. No more excuses. Wake up. Hey, smart people. I have a 3-month one-on-one personal or business coaching program. As you all know, I paid off $50,000 in debt in 1 year. I will teach you how I stayed out of debt using my burner method and personalized spreadsheet I created to fit my lifestyle and keep me on track. You will learn how to understand your money communication style using my financial treatment plan. Also, if you own a small business and you feel stuck with cash flow or feel disorganized, I teach business owners and self-employed entrepreneurs such as yourself to financially maximize your money, build wealth using your business income, and retire working on the business while your business continues to run, such as myself. You can book a call with me. The link is in the show notes. Thank you for listening to No More Excuses, Wake Up. If you love the show, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or Spotify. To learn more about me and my different agencies and what I do, go to StanellMyersEnterprises.com. While you're there, check out Money Therapy Institute and watch my video where you will see me doing a little acting, showing you how I fought and kicked down closed doors. You can also click on Stanell the Money Therapist and get my free budget spreadsheet. And of course, you can email me at contact@StanellTheMoneyTherapist.com. I'm also on social media, on Facebook at Stanell the Money Therapist and Instagram at Stanell the Money Therapist. No more excuses. Y'all know what y'all need to do. Wake up.